Surprising, surprising. Happy birthday to David Byrne of the Talking Heads. He turned 68 today, and their most famous song, their biggest hit, is Take Me to the River. But they didn't write that song. It's an Al Green song. They were just playing it live. Thought it was fun. And they weren't even going to put it on the album, but they said, you got to. It ended up on More Songs About Buildings and Food, a great album title back in 78. And here's David Byrne to say why they did that song.
We didn't see anything incompatible with doing the kind of stuff we did and loving this music from Memphis. So we thought we'd do another Al Green song, and it was Take Me to the River. We just thought it'd be a fun thing to throw in the set, in the same way that we used to do 1-2-3 Red Light, this bubblegum song. But Take Me to the River ended up being really popular when we performed. Originally, we didn't intend to put it on the record, and people said, you gotta put it on there. You really do it good. So we put it on there, and sure enough, the one song you don't write is the hit.
I'd actually like to see them do 1-2-3 Red Light. A never-released Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers concert film will be streamed to raise funds for coronavirus relief. Concert was the headline set from 2014's Lockin' Festival in Arrington, Virginia. It's going to be shown on the fans' website Saturday night, 9 o'clock. To stream it, you need to submit your email and zip code. You'll be asked to donate some money that will be split between MusiCare's COVID-19 Relief Fund and Food Bank New York City. Spotify will match all the donations given to MusiCare's up to $10 million. And you get to see a concert on Saturday night.